The federal stimulus bill passed the U.S. House of Representatives Wednesday without a single Republican vote. And today, Governor Doyle turned his fire on Wisconsin's Republican delegation.
I thought it was shameful, and believe me, all those Republicans who voted no will be there probably behind the scenes because they won't want to be identified saying, make sure my district gets its share of this.
Speaking in Wausau, Doyle praised local Democrat Dave Obey, who helped draft the legislation as chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. And Doyle said that Obey's Republican colleagues should turn down any of the money that's heading for their Wisconsin districts.
All of those congressmen that voted against it ought to just say, okay, our districts won't participate in it. We won't take any of it. We won't participate in it.
Wisconsin faces a $5.8 billion budget shortfall, and the governor says he's counting on the $2.5 billion in state aid from the stimulus package.
I could go back and tell every single state worker in every agency they're fired tomorrow. It wouldn't take care of the budget deficit we have. It is very obvious that without federal help, states will face the choice between massive, massive cuts to education or sharp tax increases.
But Republicans, like Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan, say they voted no because the bill contains too much wasteful spending and not enough tax relief. Ryan said, quote, "This is not a crisis we can spend and borrow our way out of." In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.